USA Radio News with John Hunt.
There's no evidence yet that the wake of the Black Lives Matter protests across the U.S. sparked COVID-19 outbreaks in more than 3 weeks since they began, according to a study published by the National Bureau of Economic Research. Rather, as the protests went on, people who were not participating increasingly stayed at home, possibly counteracting any effects the large gatherings may have had on the spread of the virus. The size of the protests was one factor that researchers thought might contribute to the spread of the virus. Using COVID-19 case counts from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Minneapolis, in the area that was tested, health partners said that 1% of nearly 10,000 protesters had tested positive for the virus. Similar rates were seen in Seattle this month, when city officials said less than 1% of 3,000 protesters had tested positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.